Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting second. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Al Worthington. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thurman moves to second. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Newcomb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Worthington moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Worthington scores. Bressoud moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is walked intentionally. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Worthington, and towards Spencer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Mays reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0-for-1 in the game. Newcomb hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-2 in the game. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit bunts towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Worthington moves to second. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Mays reaches second base with a double. Worthington scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 3 in the game. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Frank Robinson pinch hits for RO. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Don Newcomb. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Bob Speak pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.